a Fox News alert. I'm Mary Corsetti. At least 120 people were killed and 100 more were injured during Halloween festivities in the South Korean capital of Seoul. Officials say people were crushed to death when a large crowd began pushing forward on a narrow street. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Maryland to campaign for the Democratic nominee for governor, Wes Moore. The vice president accusing Republicans of using power for personal gain and not helping the American people.
Powerful people, so-called leaders, have been using the bully pulpit that they were given by the people in a way that is about the preservation of their personal power and is being used to divide our country.
Republicans, however, say it's the Biden administration that is hurting the country with inflation and high gas prices.
When they sit around their tables in the evening and talk about the biggest issues, it is runaway inflation that's making it almost impossible for ends to meet. It's been let loose by the Biden administration, and it's time to make a real statement.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox and Friends Saturday. And this, as a big issue for voters, is illegal immigration. And law enforcement agencies in border towns are repeatedly seeing human smuggling cases.
These border communities getting hit from all angles. And then you have the migrants who are trying to evade Border Patrol checkpoints. Then you have a lot of cases of human smuggling as well. And that's what we're focusing on as we took a ride along with the Kinney County Sheriff's Office. So at this traffic stop in Brackettville turned into a lot more. Deputies found six illegal migrants. One of them bailed out and ran away. But the driver is a U.S. citizen and now is charged with six counts of human smuggling. Just 35 minutes later, in the same town, deputies found another human smuggler. Again, the smuggler had six migrants.
Fox's Nate Foy. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
NASA scientists say a potentially hazard asteroid is expected to zip past Earth in just a few days.
It's officially called 2022 RM4, and it's a big asteroid with an estimated diameter of up to 2,400 feet. It should pass by Earth this coming Tuesday at about 1.5 million miles at its closest point, or a bit less than six times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, moving at a bit over 52,000 miles an hour, all according to Live Science. Any space object that comes within 120 million miles of Earth is deemed a near-Earth object. Anything within 4.6 million miles of Earth is classified as a potentially hazardous asteroid. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And Halloween weekend looks mostly warm across the U.S., but for the areas with rain in the forecast, trick-or-treaters might need an umbrella with their costume. It all begins this weekend with a storm system along the Gulf Coast. The Weather Prediction Center says a low-pressure system will bring a quick round of heavy rain and severe thunderstorms across the lower Mississippi Valley. The system will then spread unsettled weather into the eastern U.S. Sunday and into Monday. The main threats will be damaging winds, tornadoes, and flash flooding. Plus, cleaning up after Halloween becomes a little more environmentally friendly.
How's this? With an estimated 600 million pounds of Halloween candy about to be handed out Monday, did you ever wonder what happens to all those candy wrappers? Most of them are made of plastic, and the trick is they're hard to recycle. The folks at Mars, who make Milky Ways, Snickers bars, and M&Ms, are stepping up to the plate. They've distributed over 17,000 candy waste collection bags, both through their website and to community events. When filled, the bags are then mailed free of charge to a specialty recycler in Illinois. And do you want to know what they'll be turned into? dog poop bags for pet owners. Hey, you asked. Now that's a trick or treat.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Marie Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.